condo buildings on there if he wanted to. So, it's not as though he's trying to push the people in the subdivision to the wall or push them to the maximum extent of his rights. He's got a right to bump up the traffic vastly more than even building single family homes or duplexes. And so that's certainly something to consider, that he could put condo buildings there all along the lakeshore if he wanted to. He hasn't asked to do that, but if he wanted to, he could. And, without even coming to get zoning approval. He doesn't even have to get a Division 3 permit. It's already zoned for these multi-units. He could just build it if he feels like it. That's something to think about. And then also on the, a good point was made earlier, about the fact that Steve has actually come to the board asking for a permit, working within the process. Because as we know, there must be dozens, if not 100 to 200 or 300 homes in Taney County that operate as nightly rentals that never got a permit. They just said, we're just going to do what we're going to do. We're not going to have sprinklers. We're not going to have any kind of parking requirements. We're not going to have any kind of vegetated buffer. We're just going to build what we want. And if anyone thinks they can stop us, they can come and try. But Steve hasn't taken that combative confrontational approach. He said, we're willing to put in a sprinkler system, which the county couldn't enforce, independent of Steve coming here for a permit. Because we're willing to have the vegetated buffers, we're willing to have the extra parking, we're willing to improve the streets, which he wouldn't be required to do if he's just going rogue, as many people do. And so I do ask that you please consider that he's come here working through the existing process, not flaunting the county's system, and also he's not even asking for nearly the density he could put in without even giving the permit. So thanks for thinking about that.
Thank you, Tom. Steve or Matthew?
Hi, Steve Creighton again. Basically all I would add to this when we first proposed this is we agreed to bring the road up across the dam to county standards. By that, basically fixing it, making it right, and paving it so that it won't have potholes and stuff. And with the other news, we would bring traffic in from the other way, and then we would develop the road to Sunset Cove. We would be willing to do it one of two ways, either connect it like it is originally planned, or not connect it and just end it. We actually own the next lot, which we left as a buffer zone from current neighbors. We would still build a house on it and sell it at that time, so we can build the road either way, and I won't take up more of your time. Any questions?
And the road would be between the blue line and yellow line there. Would you point it out, please, on the map?
Yes. This is already a dedicated road.
Right. That's where you'd build it.
Yeah, we would build coming in from here, and we can either build it and connect it, or we can build it and stop it. Whatever the county wants, and it would probably make sense to connect it, but we would do it either way. And I would add that what we showed for the plans for this, they look like single family houses, but because they're basements, what we did is a lockout unit, and that's how we called them duplexes. So it's basically three bedrooms up, two bedrooms down. There's two kitchens. It could be rented as one unit with five bedrooms, or two units. One is two and one is three.
And this is the ones that has the garage in between them?
Yes. Everything has garages. Yeah. Everything that we've proposed has garages.
You guys have any questions?
Are there what, two vacant lots there that I guess that'd be on the west side of that? Or? Yeah. Are they still vacant?
Yes, they're owned by the house in the middle of those two.
All right. You want to see the photos? There's a few photos.
Sure. There. This is from across the lake. That's the home.
This is the road that you were just talking about.
It's roughed in already?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's roughed in. It's got water in it. Water's already been run across the road in locations.
That point, right?
It does not have sewer yet.
This is just looking at
it. That is county sewer through there, isn't it?
County sewer's right on the other side of where the dam is. So it would come up the back of it.
You would connect it.
Yeah, we'd have to run the sewer to get to the six houses.
Now, are all the homes in the subdivision now connected to the county sewer?
All of them.
Scott, the previous board had cited compatibility again as the issue for their denial.
No, that was the reason that they gave for their denial.
And a unanimous vote? Unanimous?
I'd have to look at it. I mean, it passed. I think so.
It was. Won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Our score on this one was a 10. We missed trash. They said something about fire hydrants, I think, was a negative, which I think are within range. And then the walking trails and all that, or sidewalks, were major negatives. That we can't get all the points because some of it's commercial and they said it was NA, so I think our total possible points is around 50, 40 to 50. And
okay. Thanks, Steve. Okay. Anybody else in favor of this would like to speak? Okay. Anybody opposed? We kind of have an idea of the general consensus, but please feel free to speak if you'd like to.
I'm not going to reiterate everything you heard. There's no difference.
Okay.
From the below or up behind me. This is a...
Could you state your name real quick?
Yes, excuse me. Penny Metter, 320 Holtz Lake Drive. And I'm on the one end. I couldn't tell you where it was before. I am actually... There's a house here. I'm here. There's a... No, wait. I'm here. There's a lot, empty lot. My neighbors, and they own these two lots. There is... there was... This is not really a developed road, let me tell you. I took my lawnmower down the drop holder city. So whatever work they have to do on that. And I am not a visionary. I cannot imagine 8,000 square foot per six of those things. I don't know where they're going to go. Because there's not that much space. And this, we have a rock ledge that butts up on Mary and John and my property. And I don't know if they're intending they're going to have to knock some of that down. And then I have issue with that as far as erosion with my property. So, but it's still the same thing. It's nightly rentals. And that's going to increase if they bring the road up through. And I can't even envision that. This is barely, there's somebody that lives right here. And it's crackling right in their yard. And my fence is inside my property line. And put a road through there, and then that's going to impact Holtzman, unless they all go back out this way, which would be no issue there. Okay. So,
I'm not going to repeat everything that everybody said. It's the same, it's the same story.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Peggy Davis, and I live on Holtz Lake. And I'd just like to say that we have some beautiful land around us. And they have no worry about knocking 50-year-old oak trees right over. And I feel like, you know, also this is an environmental issue. Because we have beautiful country area around us, behind us. And I see no reason for this. To ruin our environment also. I mean, my next door neighbor watched a gorgeous oak tree just ripped out of the ground. And that was very hurtful to them because they loved that oak tree. So you have to stop and think about the people that are there and the conditions that we have. Because a lot, like she says, you know, I don't know how it's going to fit up next to my property. And we're pretty used to having some pretty beautiful property to look at.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Wills?
Hi, I'm Mary Bigler, and we own the three lots coming off of Holtz Lake, and our house is in the middle. Like Penny said, I don't know how they're going to build down there because there's barely room to turn a vehicle around down below there. And there is a big rock ledge, and if they're going to move that rock ledge, it's going to really affect our property. And it's a quiet, single-family neighborhood, and it is not a vacation resort. It's not a hotel area, and that's why we bought there. We have owned several condos in the Branson area and have lived in them, and one reason we moved here was because of nightly rentals. And when the nightly rentals came in, everything went downhill. We've had trash, we've had beer cans in the yard, we've had, you know, noise, and we're not against tourists, but they're here on vacation and they rip and roar and do whatever they're going to do and party. And it does make a difference in a neighborhood. And the dam or the bridge that everybody's talking about was dammed up to make that lake. And it's a creek. Actually, it's a creek that's dammed up, and it goes on underneath the bridge. There's some big pipes, whatever they're called, and it goes on down, I assume, to Lake Taneycomo. And I can tell you, from the tornado in 2012, we lost our home, and that lake is full of debris. And so if it goes underneath there, is it going to clog up that and flood? Or is it going to take debris down into the lake? You know, that's just questions. I don't know. And I'm kind of confused at how you can own the lake and not the dam that's holding the lake up. And, you know, why shouldn't you maintain that? And if it breaks, what do we have there? Just a mud hole? If it does break. And another issue, if they're going to build on this side of the lake, traffic will be coming through the neighborhood because it's the best way to get there, I think. And that's going to cause a traffic problem. And another issue is when he's been building, he has huge trucks of lumber and sheetrock coming across that dam, concrete trucks, and that is going to do nothing but just make it worse. And on the nightly rentals, who's going to maintain those? And for how long? 5 years down the road, are they going to be low-income housing? Or what, you know, what is it going to be later? We were gone for a couple of weeks and came home, and there's no trespassing signs everywhere. And I thought, gee, has this become a crime area already or something? Do we need to put bars on our windows or what's happening here? So it doesn't look like he wants to be a very good neighbor. And I can tell you that most of you are familiar with Point Royal. They have one section that's nightly rentals and then others homes, private homes. And most of their police calls are from the nightly rentals, almost all of them. So it does make a difference in a neighborhood. Thank you.
Any questions?
I won't go through everything I went through because I know you already heard.
Okay, just state your name again, though.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug Will. Okay, you guys mentioned in the previous one that Build Right will maintain that road. Question I have, because now there'll be more of an impact on that road, how long will he maintain it for? He can maintain it while he's building. Once it's sold, he's no longer responsible. Okay? Nobody can fall back to Bill Wright